Quranic verses emphasizing the name Allah. The understanding of Allah as the Arabic real name for God is deeply rooted in the Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Here is a detailed exploration of this topic. Quranic revelation. The Quran, considered the holy scripture in Islam, repeatedly uses the name Allah to refer to the supreme being. In Arabic, Allah is not only a term for God but is considered the personal name of the divine, emphasizing a direct and intimate connection with the Creator. Tawhid. The use of the name Allah is closely tied to the foundational Islamic concept of Tawhid, the oneness of God. The Quran asserts the absolute oneness of Allah in essence, attributes, and actions. This concept is central to Islamic theology and underscores the uniqueness and singularity of the divine. Linguistic significance. Linguistically, the term Allah is a combination of Al, the, and Ilah, deity, creating the unique and specific name for God. It transcends translation and carries a depth of meaning that encompasses the divine attributes of mercy, compassion, justice, and more. Prophet Muhammad's usage. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, consistently used the name Allah in his teachings, prayers, and interactions. His use of the term reflects its importance in conveying the oneness and uniqueness of the deity worshipped by Muslims. Cultural and historical context. The Arabic term Allah predates Islam and was used by the pagan Arabs for the supreme deity even before the advent of Islam. However, Islam transformed the understanding of this term, purifying it from any associations with partners or intermediaries, reaffirming the oneness of God. Unity in worship. The universal use of the term Allah among Muslims worldwide fosters a sense of unity in worship. It unifies believers across linguistic and cultural boundaries, creating a shared spiritual identity. Quranic verses emphasizing the name Allah. Numerous Quranic verses emphasize the use of the name Allah as the primary and exclusive name for God. For example, Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran, begins with the phrase Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Spiritual significance. The use of Allah carries profound spiritual significance for Muslims. It is not merely a linguistic convention but a deeply ingrained part of the spiritual identity, fostering a direct and personal connection with the divine. Distinct from other names for God. While other names and attributes are used to describe God in the Quran, such as Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim, Al-Malik, the name Allah remains distinct and encapsulates the essence of the divine. Preservation of divine oneness. The use of the name Allah is a means of preserving the concept of divine oneness. It prevents any confusion or dilution of the understanding of God, reinforcing the central tenet of Islamic monotheism. In conclusion, the understanding of Allah as the Arabic real name for God is deeply intertwined with Islamic theology, Quranic revelations, and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It reflects the essence of Tawhid, unifying believers and emphasizing the singular and unique nature of the deity in Islam.